Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
This week, we've been talking about how to find the right words when talking to someone who is post-abortive. For many pro-lifers, this conversation can be difficult or uncomfortable, but it doesn't have to be. We spoke yesterday about a conversation with a friend who is trusting you with this information, but there are times that it is less a heart-to-heart and more a confrontation. Often, you may just be doing your part at a pro-life booth or church meeting or school or health fair when a woman who is announcing that she's had an abortion suddenly confronts you. As you already know, there is no enemy in front of you, only another victim. See her as the young mother who found herself prey to abortion providers who saw only a dollar sign over her head, not the life inside her. Gather yourself and your wits and say thank you for her honesty. Yes, thank you. Tell her that you are sorry she has been down that road, but that you are grateful that she was willing to tell you what she truly feels about her experiences. She is a human being too, and what she thinks does matter a great deal. You need to make it very clear you care about this woman before you. To you, she is not just a figure in a national debate, but a hurting human being who is reaching out for help. Be aware that one of the most significant features of post-abortion syndrome is the need to deny and rationalize what's been done to our children and to us. The sight of your posters or models may shatter long-held but shaky defenses in her heart. A word of caution. Never allow yourself to be drawn into an argument. You will not win this one. It may just be too soon for real change, but you can plant seeds. Calmly tell her that you are deeply sorry that she felt that her only option was to have an abortion. Focus only on the woman at such a moment. She is an inward-looking, hurting person right now. Concentrate on her. Is it okay to gently ask questions? Yes. Ask her how long ago it all happened. Ask her if she had been on her own at the time, or did she feel overwhelmed or pressured by anybody? How has she been doing since then? Don't pry, but find out who she is, and be sure you listen carefully to the answers. Let your discussion become a person-to-person moment. Help her to understand that you see her as a human being, not an abstraction. After all, this whole issue is about saving each individual. For these few moments, you are helping to save one of those lost lives. Remember, each abortion destroys not one, but two lives. Then remind her that there are many women with similar experiences. Tell her that you know that many women are filled with remorse and stress following their abortion and that their needs must be recognized too. Offer her post-abortion syndrome information or a phone number she can use if she ever wants to. Tell her that you hope that she never comes to suffer any of the difficulties that some women do, but that if she does, she can always come to your group to find help. Perhaps the most important thing to always say is, "I'm sorry, how can I help?" If you do no more than break a few stereotypes about pro-lifers, you will have opened an important door. She may not go through it for a while longer yet, but you've unlocked it. If you have reached out to an aborted woman to help her find healing, we want to hear your story and how you were able to help. You can email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com. Again, my email address is carol@prolifeperspective.com. And may God bless you for all you do for our nation's mothers and their unborn children.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.